Bull Schmidt coming back in Metropole. Been a couple shows since we've seen you, and he had to tangle with one Dan Walsh, and of course that little magic man in the corner. You came away victorious in that match.
Yeah, well, I looked at the uphill challenge I had with battling pretty much two guys. When you have a manager at ringside, you're always going to deal with two on one. I just looked at the fact that Danimal, he's a good wrestler, but he's not a big one. So I figured if he's going to beat me, he's going to have to beat me by speed. And for a big dude, I can move also. So like I said, I just brought a little pain. I cashed a check, took his soul. Got the 1-2-3, but the kid's good, man. I'll give you all the credit in the world. The kid is fast. He's got a good mind for the business, and he also gets it. He gets it. Magic Man, I ain't gonna say nothing nice about him. That dude ain't right in the head. Something's wrong with that cat. But he whacked the crap out of me with that. Whatever he hit me in the knee with, that hurt, man. I don't know what it was, but that hurt. So that was a turning point in the match. He had me down. I had to come back with some at the end, but all it took was a double nipple tweak and a Schmidt happens, and it's all she wrote. 1-2-3, baby.
I gotta say, on the Dan Walsh, you gave him some physical credit, but the thing that really brought you out was his mouth. Yeah. And from Tag Team Mageddon last year, when he was trying to run his mouth about probably what he didn't do, what he thought he did.
Right. Well, and then that's the main thing is everybody knows that's a Metro Pro fan that knows that's originally how it started with me. Was I come in with Trevor Murdoch, did my thing for a little while, and then you know Trevor had some things he had to take care of, and I was on my own. Well, that's when Strider called me into action, wanted to know if I could help him out, and the rest is Metro Pro history. I mean, that set me up to challenge Derek Stone, and you know, my first title run, and I tell you right now, it's not going to be my last because I'm very, very, how can I say, inspired. A 40-year-old man should be inspired. And if being inspired means being the best, then I have no problem doing that.
And speaking of Tag Team Mageddon, you also did mention that you know next month we heard there is going to be a Tag Team Mageddon, and you already threw your hat in the ring. You want to be one of the participants.
You better believe it, man. You better believe it. That's a quick way in the door, man. Like I said, you'll be gone for 2 months. You win that, you're right up there, number one contender. And that's the way I look at it. Like I said, I not only would like to be a two-time Metro Pro Heavyweight Champion, I'd also like to be Triple Crown. And no one else has held every belt. But maybe I can beat Jeremy White there. But like I said, I still got the tag team belts in mind, so don't ever count me out. I realized last year, when I first got here, titles weren't my goals. My goals were just cash checks and piss people off. And I realized after a while that the fans mean something to me. The fans inspire me. The fans help me through those tough times. And I said every professional wrestler gets bitter after a while, but they kind of brought me back to the hopes that I can do things with professional wrestling I never thought I could do in anything else. And that's why I have every intention of wearing every belt in Metro Pro, because that's the only thing that will satisfy me, period. Like I said, Retro, you kick, man. I appreciate you very much, my friend.